This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight.
Hello,
lady. Nine,
10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. Let's go. There's Gandhi.
Hi.
And there's Scotty B. And Master Control, and there's Danielle.
Hello.
And there's Scary. Garrett, where's Nate?
Right here.
Okay, well,
your thing's off.
You need to be on camera.
Why are you chewing? What Radio 10, whatever, you got gum in your mouth?
It's a client. Hubba Bubba. And it's Skittles.
It's delicious, but you can't hear you now.
How much did you shove in your mouth?
7 pieces.
Okay.
I put all the
orange ones in my mouth before.
More.
Oh,
well, Garrett came in and proclaimed. What did you proclaim earlier, Garrett?
I can only do 4, and then my jaw starts to hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor baby.
Of course, Nate and Scotty have strong jaws.
Yeah, of course they do.
They
really
practice on each other's bananas.
We do.
I always loved Hubba Bubba because it was non-stick. It was the non-stick bubble gum.
Really?
Non-stick?
Yeah.
I didn't even know
that. What do you mean
non-stick?
Well, there were other ones that
in
were
in your hair,
well,
stuff
no,
like
when
that.
When you blow a bubble and it gets on your lip, it used to stick all over. There were some unnamed brands, but Hubba Bubba is non-stick.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I learned something today.
Facts.
Wow.
Know that.
Monday's not a waste. All hey, so Scotty B claims he has a girl question for the show.
Boy,
and my question was, is it creepy?
It's not creepy.
Well,
at
you
all.
Can't call them girls anymore.
Sorry, that's a very
at your age, you should not be dating girls.
A okay, female. What is your question?
Female question, and I pose it to the ladies in the room. So again, a female left her cell phone in my car after I dropped her off. Is this a thing? I mean, or is this only happening to me?
I don't think it's a thing.
I would never leave my cell phone in someone's car, ever. I need it to get around. How would I contact them to tell them?
That had to be an accident.
Are we thinking she did it on purpose?
No way. No shot.
No, but this happened a couple of months ago.
Oh. And,
but different person.
Yeah, but the person that cell phone this is, she knows she's going to see you again, so she doesn't need that insurance. It was probably an accident.
Are you
dating just like airheads or something? What's going on here?
Damn.
No, I mean, a cell phone is very important to you. That's something that's pretty much attached.
Exactly.
To
that's my point. Where's my phone?
That's why I just don't understand. Is it like something that they want to see you again? So you have to drop by their house and drop it off? I mean, is it a thing?
I don't know.
We all leave things places. I mean, I was kidding about the airhead thing. It's a coincidence. I don't. You think she left it there on purpose?
I don't know. I guess let's try for number 3 and see if there's a third cell phone left in my car. I mean, I don't know.
If I was going to leave something, it would not be a cell phone. It would be something else that I didn't need immediately.
Like a hair scrunchie.
Yeah.
Like something like...
Or like maybe a like, credit card or something. Right. Like, hey, I need that
a
bag.
Shoe.
Yeah, a shoe, like Cinderella.
I would my need left something shoe. Where when the next girl gets in the car, she'd be like, whose hair scrunchie
yes,
is this?
Yes, that's called sabotage. Yeah.
But if you think about it, the cell phone is the only other way that she definitely guarantees she's going to see Scotty again, because he can't call her. He can send her messages on social media. But in order for her to get the phone back, he has to deliver it
that
to her.
True.
Well,
right.
As Gandhi said, cell phones are way too important.
Yeah.
That's why you should always have that burner phone with you at all times.
Oh, my God. Wow. Leave your burner phone.
It's a prop. Know what you're saying about Scotty?
She immediately texted me via her iPad. So, I mean, I guess... She was able to get in touch with me, so I just had to, you know, turn around and bring it back to her house.
Oh, yeah. See, and that was even just like the same day. Yeah. She sees you the same day. Nah. I don't think it's a scandal.
I just think it's a coincidence that that's two cell phones left in my car already.
Maybe they're recording you. So,
what? You know, you never know.
Car, maybe there's an app.
Turn around is fair play.
If there's an app that exists that it records for a certain amount of time after you leave it alone. So maybe you got out, she got out of the car, and you're driving like, oh, God, I'm just so madly in love with this person.
Talking to himself?
Yeah, who knows? Scotty's, by the way, Scotty does stranger things than talk
you're
to himself.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, wait, can we back up? You just said turnabout is fair play. What did you mean by that?
Exactly.
I was kidding. I was making
Gandhi
a joke.
Saw that.
I did. You creep.
So you're recording her without her knowing
no,
it?
I was making a joke.
That's what he, really, should you joke about things like that?
Sure.
Now, wait a minute.
This is Scotty's.
So, wait. So, what you're saying is she's trying to hear what Nate said, what Scotty says about her when he leaves
just
the car?
A theory.
Or if he calls like another girl or something?
Maybe. Just a theory. Maybe. Just a theory.
So, you mean when I'm driving in the car by myself to go pick my daughter up from babysitting, I'm like, yeah, man, that girl's so hot. I'm going to go back and do her. Is that what I'm saying to myself?
Maybe. You don't know that. Or maybe you call up a friend and you're like, hey, I just had the best time.
Sounds like something you would do.
Me?
Tell your daughter you're going to go back and bang someone.
No. No, we don't have those conversations.
Hey, at least you're having dates. Was that a date?
Yeah, it was a date. It was fun.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that you're out dating. You got to, like, date. Go have some fun.
I have been having fun. It's nice. I've been having a good... Look, I don't have a lot of time to do things, but in the time that I do have, I've been having a good time. It's nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We love that.
We like that.
We like ye.
All right.
Scotty does seem a lot... You know, you seem like you've been happy. You've been in
look.
A good
some
place.
Days I come in, I'm happy. Some days I come in,
oh,
not so much.
That's Scotty.
You guys Scotty's don't like talking coaster. About those days.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
And we also don't want to craft any of your DM slides. He asked if I would help him write a message to slide into someone's DMs. I said, God no, get away from me. What?
No.
You
I said
that yourself.
And after a while, they're all going to talk. I said the people that he's trying to DM, and we're going to have some. There's going to be a big picture of you, and it's going to say, avoid this person. Yeah.
He's going to end up on one of those Facebook pages like, sis, is this your man?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You can't wait.
I can't wait.
Thanks.
Yeah. We just tell you, Chris, we love you.
I know. You guys are here to protect me, and I appreciate it. I really do.
Protect we're here to protect
yourself.
You from yourself.
Exactly.
To be frank.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So we all rolled in from the weekend. Scotty went on a date. Gandhi lost her voice.
Yep.
Danielle went to Virginia.
Yep.
Nate went to Pennsylvania.
Nate, are you? Can you not cough?
Scary stayed in the
that
house.
That is hilarious.
Oh my gosh! Did you just see that?
You are coughing all sorts of.
Mouth. He just coughed on me.
That isn't a sick cough.
If
that
I get sick, I'm gonna beat your ass.
4 years ago, Danielle would be running out of here like looking for Purell ASAP. I know.
It's true.
That's like a little kid. They lean right on you and cough.
You do have a cough going on. What is this? Shall
it's
we investigate?
It's the gum saliva cough. You know how sometimes your mouth is full of saliva? Overactive salivary glands. So when I chew gum.
Makes you cough?
No, it like accidentally went down the wrong pipe. So now I got this tickle thing in my trachea, and it's.
And now I have a
I'll tickle
thing
your
all
trachea.
Over my freaking body.
The rainbow's tickling his trachea.
I swear to gosh, Nate.
I'm not going to get you sick.
Famous last words.
That was great. Right.
This is a mellow Monday show.
It is.
That was not mellow.
Can we talk about what we did?
It was asshole-io.
Can we pull back the curtain on Alicia
what do we do?
Keys that she was recorded?
Oh. I don't care if people know that.
Okay, so I thought that was awesome. You took a walk. You took a walk.
Yeah.
Elvis, didn't you exercise?
I was up and down the staircase a lot.
That's awesome.
That's what I did, too. I went up and down the staircase.
Danielle was mall walking.
I was mall walking. It was very funny. And then
we actually had 30 minutes.
In the thing.
You locked yourself in the staircase?
Thank gosh I took like ID with me because I was locked at one point. So,
so we had 30 minutes in the middle of our shift to go do whatever we wanted to do. It was all pre-programmed and all ready to go. That was nice. I love those little sabbaticals from the show.
We should do that more. We should plan that so that we all, no excuses, have to go do some physical activity. I think that's awesome. That's
exactly. Yeah, and if you're not doing physical activity for the 30 minutes we have off in the middle of a four-hour show, we could use that time planning our next vacation, one of 10 we take per year.
I feel like when I
we're just
in,
making everybody angry. We pre-record the interviews. We take vacations. Everybody.
This gig is awesome.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's great.
When I walked back into the room, that was what was happening. There was like talk about where we're going to hang out when we go on vacation.
Yeah I know.
Yeah.
There you have it. All right, so we've been on for how long?
Long enough. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
We have to go plan our next vacation. See ya.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.